Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse, not open today or tomorrow, but it was open yesterday. I'm sure it had a great crowd there. Back open to the public on Wednesday. Yep, Wednesday. A lot of great steaks there. Filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, walleye, Chilean sea bass as well. Scallops, if you want to, at Ruhlman's Steakhouse. They have it all. And the delicious cookie skillet, of course.
Of course. And the ladder. Dessert. And they have the
ladder.
A ladder on a rail. Anytime you see a ladder on a rail, you know you've made it. You really have. It's like that's probably the biggest difference in most establishments in steakhouses to me. Do they have a ladder? That's where I stop and start right now. Someone says, "Hey, you want to go with so and so? They have a ladder? No, not interested."
But what about
Phil
piano?
And a piano?
Does the piano matter for steakhouses?
A lot. They have it. How about a fireplace? Well, they have it. They have everything.
Parking.
Have it.
Shuttle.
Have it. Shuttle.
Meat market. Got it.
Got it. Meat market.
$80 bourbon bottles.
Got it.
Nice.
Keneally beef.
Got it.
Bang.
Friendliness.
Bang. Bang.
Phil.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse in between you, Lincoln and Omaha, Highway 6 in Ashland. Situation, now, we talked in the first segment that the Big 12 was not doing a media poll, but if they were, I think BYU would be a trendy pick to be at least an upper level team, right? Top five team in the conference?
Talk amongst yourselves.
100.
Right?
There's nobody that would push back if someone picked him to win it.
Right.
Nobody would push back
now,
at that.
There's a situation, though.
Let's see.
Is that Lindy's?
Yeah.
Where was BYU picked before we get into their...
Fourth.
Yeah. Fourth.
What's Lindy's have?
Arizona State 1, Texas Tech 2, Kansas State 3, BYU 4. Cougars are one of the Big 12's most physical teams. QB Jake Retzlaff is back.
No, he's not, though, it appears. This is from CBS Sports. BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff is expected to receive a 7-game suspension for violating the university's honor code and considered likely to leave the program, considering, according to multiple reports, he's accused of battery, assault, and intentional infliction of emotional distress in a civil lawsuit filed in May, stemming from an accident incident that was in November 2023 in Provo, Utah.
Okay.
That's significant.
So he's on the
That's
move.
Big.
It's very significant. Well, there's a couple things to this. So I read an article which, you know, being, like I said, obviously, you know, coaching in Utah at two different stops, at the University of Utah and then at Utah State, you were always very aware of what was going on at BYU. You were very aware.
Because
of the popularity of the school, their history of football and all sports was very good. And it was just, like I said, it was a incredible, to be honest with you, BYU is an incredible place. If you ever been there, Provo is gorgeous. Where the stadium is, it's 70-some thousand, great place. So, but the article says, which I knew right away when it came up, is that from the incident, so the first thing is, whatever is true with this, obviously you have great respect towards the victim. And then also with the whole storyline is that the line of defense was that there was consensual relations. Once you've said that, your defense now puts you at harm's way, but in breaking the code of ethics with the school that you sign. on premarital relations. Mm-hmm. So that immediately put BYU in the crosshairs that they had to make a decision of how they would handle this. That's why there is a 7-game suspension.
Okay.
With this, because there's whether it was right, whatever happened that night, which no one knows what happened that evening. And again, all respect for any victims that might be in this situation. Mm-hmm. But when that happened, that automatically made BYU have no, there's nothing they could do because the defense was that it was consensual.
Okay.
And there in the code of ethics for the code of conduct, the school that you sign, that is one of the things that's in the code of conduct. So that's why the situation is how it is.
Okay.
Now, the interesting part is he's going to go in the portal. Well, there's a civil case. There's been no charges filed. It's a civil case. Mm-hmm. What would the situation be, Steve, if all of a sudden he wanted to come to, all of a sudden he wanted to go to Kansas?
I don't know. I haven't read anything about this.
And there's a civil case against you filed by a Jane Doe.
I don't know what the procedure would be.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
That would be a very, I couldn't imagine having that conversation with my athletic director. I think it'd be a hard one, wouldn't it, Non?
It would.
I think so.
Well, hold on now, Steve, time out now. You've covered all these situations like 100 times, so give us a little bit.
I need more info, and I haven't read a word on this. I would think.
Well, here's the information.
Yeah.
He has a civil case pending against him. And what would of all your time of covering these situations, you've read something like this over 100 times.
I think it'd be tricky, right? I think it'd be tricky.
I think it'd be very tricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be, that's what I'm wondering when it says that he's going to look to transfer.
I don't know why. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know where would you transfer to?
Okay. I see what you're getting at. I don't, to take him on. I don't know how you'd handle this. I don't. You'd have to really delve into it. I don't know, though. This is the appearances you'd be in trouble on. Your fan base. What are we're taking this guy on?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It'd be a.
I don't.
He's a talented quarterback. He's obviously He's a respected quarterback in the Big 12.
There's also a chance,
a lot of baggage here.
There's also a chance with this also that he's innocent.
That's what I was getting at. Why I don't like to. Just dismiss any chance he'll ever play again.
I've been part of several on both sides of this. I've been part of where it's like that it was 100% cleared.
Mm-hmm.
And then imagine
sometimes
that.
It doesn't matter.
And then like I said, because right now he is definitely guilty prior to it. That's like the judgment is being made that there is some sort of guilt there.
Yeah. But he's been found guilty of nothing.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
But the outside world, if you're looking at this, would be that there is guilt with this.
What you're suggesting is you're guilty before proven innocent.
Yes.
When it should be the
other way around.
Other way around.
But
yes.
It's not.
Right.
And on this one, it's not.
That's the way it usually works in things like this. And in a lot of things, frankly. But, yeah, so I don't know.
This is a player, though. Again, if your school took a chance, he's a starting quarterback caliber at any level. We're talking power.
Oh, yeah.
Do you take the chance and say, listen, we think this might get cleared, and this guy can help us win games? Or do you say, listen, we're not touching that until this all clears up? That's the big question. It's June 30th. Tomorrow's July 1st.
Yeah, what's the...
Talking about fall camp getting going later on this in July.
There has to be very few quarterback situations that are unresolved, right?
Well, I'm sure there's a few places that are like they have battles, unresolved, maybe. But do we have someone of his caliber? He was really good.
Right. Okay, so now you get into that part of the discussion. The need part. Now then you're the AD head coach. He hasn't been found guilty of anything.
He's not been charged. Civil suit. He's not been criminally charged with anything.
Well, he hasn't been charged, period. Yeah, anything.
I will guarantee you that there were some schools when this came out yesterday. They were like, kind of did one of these double takes.
Perked up a little
kind
bit.
Kind of double takes of like, is this something we want to look into? Right. I guarantee you that there's some place that a coach reached out to his athletic director and said, is this something that we can look into?
It's tricky.
And so it's very tricky. But it's just the interesting part of it is, like you said, is that when he talked about the situation, that immediately made him ineligible at BYU.
I know.
Because of the code of conduct that they sign. It's an agreement that they sign when they come to BYU. And so when this whole thing went down, it was very much understood by everyone probably in the mix. If you're from that area and have something like that, it was like everyone at BYU, when I'm sure when it came out, they're like going, okay, we know what this is.
Yeah, these are rough.
And then how do you come, I wonder how, it must be written up, do you think, Steve? How do you think it is for that they came up with 7 games?
I wonder that must be
what that must be.
I gotta think standard.
Yeah, it must be a standard issue if you break the code of
the
conduct.
honor code.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that must be standard. It's tricky. This is a tricky story too. This is why I was hesitant, honestly, to comment too much, because there's the honor code that he violated, and then there's the sexual assault, and there, you know, they kind of get lumped in, but it's the sexual assault that's the major problem here.
Absolutely.
And now the other problem is in the court of law, sometimes it doesn't get resolved for such a long time that I can't imagine him being back this season and playing, although it would be a school saying, well, he hasn't been convicted in the court of law yet. So he can play. I don't know. I don't know how you do that. I know you know that what you're alluding to too. Now that I'm thinking all this through, I get a chance to think it through. There have been cases that at Nebraska where there was a complaint, there was charges, but they were found innocent. Didn't matter. Career was over. I mean, dragged on. Maybe they transferred somewhere, but never got back on track. So there's it's kind of scary for him. I don't know how it's going to work out. Rough one.
So we'll see what happens with Jake Redslob, but it's surely interesting. We're talking about fall camp gets going in a month from right now. Where is he going to be at? Is he going to be on a roster anywhere?
And the interesting also, I would imagine that Kalani Sitake, who is a good friend of mine, I would never reach out and ask him these questions. But they have to have been made well aware, because this came out about, what, a month ago? About a month ago when this came out. They had to have known within a day or so, like, hey, listen, Kalani Sitake knew that he would not be the starting quarterback on game one. He is like, no, this isn't going to happen, because the defense that he used directly goes against the honor code. So that's what made made that part of it.
So I wonder
happen.
Who they got.
So someone on that they went through. I heard someone on Reddit or something like that. Just three names no one knows of. Not heard of.
Is that now I'm starting to kind of maybe rule them out of winning the league.
And just think about it. They're the only team that beat SMU last year in the regular season. They beat Colorado by what?
They
like
blew
40?
Them out in the bowl game.
I mean,
they crushed them.
I mean, just absolutely ran them out of the place. And they're coming back with a lot of talent. And then now everything flips.
Yeah.
When we come back,
buckle
Bill's,
up, head coach.
Bill's thrills and song of the day next, an early break in the ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.